Hello and welcome to this edition of Going Behind the Word for this 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, September 13th, 2020. One of the things you might have found interesting as you heard the gospel today was the question of Peter and Jesus' answer. And it's interesting, I think, in this sense, because what you hear is Peter asking the question, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? And then he offers an answer, seven. And Jesus, on the other hand, gives kind of an interesting answer. He doesn't really respond, I guess, to the first part of the question. He responds to the second and says, no, not seven times, 77 times, or 70 times seven times. The translations can be a little bit different. Well, what is this deal with the numbers? Why did Peter say seven and not six or two or whatever? Well, the reason has to do with the importance of numbers in the Bible. So when you read the Bible, you'll discover that there are numbers that kind of come back again and again. They're really important numbers. They don't just occur once. And so when we look at the number that Peter uses, seven, for example, that's one of those numbers that recurs a lot. I'll give you some other examples. We see the number 40 comes a lot. The Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years. Jesus was tempted in the desert for 40 days. The rain occurred in Noah for 40 days and 40 nights. There are 40 days between the resurrection of Jesus and the ascension. So we see that number, it comes up a lot, over and over again. And it has a particular meaning. Well, so too does the number seven when we think about it. Seven comes up a lot in our faith life as well. I mean, obviously, the most obvious point is the 7 days of creation, which we're going to talk about as kind of the epitome of what this gives to us in terms of what it means. And that is that seven signifies this perfection. So you think about a week of 7 days, there is this sense where we have 6 days of work and a day of rest, which ultimately becomes the day of worship. And so we see that these 7 days, when they're put together, are perfect. And we see this then played out when we look at the sacraments of the church, that the way in which we publicly celebrate our faith with seven sacraments is the perfect celebration. And so when Peter is now saying, well, how many times? Seven? What he's really suggesting is, how many times do I have to forgive? Every time? Yes. Yes, your forgiveness needs to be perfect, Peter. But then Jesus takes it a step further, because what he really says, it's beyond perfect. It's 70 times seven. Because seven and 10 are also perfect numbers, the two of them together. And so Jesus is suggesting something even more than just forgiving every single time because of the use of numbers. He could have just simply said, yes, Peter, every time. He could have said, yes, seven times. That's enough. But he doesn't. He uses a particularly relevant set of numbers, 70 times seven. Because what that means is, he says, it has to be something that's more than just that you forgive every time you're wrong. Forgiveness has to be something that really appeals to the depth of your soul. That if you're going to receive forgiveness, then in fact, you have to have a heart of forgiveness that's ready even before you are called to forgive, even before you're called to do something. This is a more perfect forgiveness, because it epitomizes the forgiveness that God gives to you and me. Now, what's interesting is that this 70 times 7 occurs in one other instance in the Bible. It's actually in the fourth chapter of Genesis. One of the descendants of Cain is referencing his relative. He's like the great-great-great-great-great-grandson of Cain. Something like that, I forget. But anyway, there's a reference there that if Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech, who is this descendant, will be avenged 70 times seven. And so just as this is kind of a profound period of vengeance, the forgiveness of God is going to be the opposite. It's going to be this profound feeling of forgiveness that Jesus, even though he is perfect, even though he is without sin, even though God is just in whatever might happen to us because we sin, that is not going to be the end. That is, in fact, going to be something that's critically important for you and for me. And that's the message for this week, really. We are given two choices. We can be like the book of Genesis, where we can be wrathful, envious, jealous. Those are the things that we can find in our own lives. That's what the first reading says. Or we can be the kind of person that God calls us to be, which is a person that is ready to forgive, not only when we're wrong, but to carry the heart of forgiveness that speaks to the world of the power of God's forgiveness.